Thank you for calling customer support. This is Gabby. How may I assist you?
Yes. I've got some charges on my one of my charge cards that I don't recognize, and it's got y'all this number on here. What company is this?
We're actually a third-party call center. Could you give me a zip code so that I can try and locate an account?
Do what?
I said we're a third-party call center. If you would, give me a zip code so that I can try to locate an account.
35055.
Okay, thank you for that information. Give me one moment. Okay, and what's the first and last name?
Martha Morgan.
And could you verify the shipping address on the account?
1428 Elm Drive, Southeast Cullman, Alabama, 35055.
Okay, thank you for that information. Give me one moment while I get your account pulled up.
I had someone get one of my other cards, and I'm wondering if this same thing hadn't happened here because I don't recall doing this. I don't even know what this is. Please don't cut me off.
No, ma'am, I'm still here.
Okay. I'm sorry. I've just been holding.
No, you're fine. Okay, I got your account pulled up. Give me one moment while I look over the account.
Please.
Okay, so I see on September 28th where you entered a sweepstakes for a chance to win a cookware and paid $5.74 for an entry fee, and that enrolled you inside a membership where they bill you monthly for a $125 voucher sent to your email, and that would be $67.32.
That is, no, I don't know. Those, I did not do that. And those need to be, I need to get credit for those. I don't know what that is. I live even in town on the 10th. I was out of town with my daughter and my grandkids, and that on the 928, I didn't order no cookware.
Yes, ma'am. So it was a sweepstakes.
And I sure didn't get no cookware.
Yes, ma'am. It was a sweepstakes for a chance to win the cookware.
That, no, I didn't do that. And if I did, I did not mean to, because the only thing that I recall, there was some stupid thing come up on Walmart for $2, and the shipping, the thing on it was like $1.99. There was no other amount, and that's the only thing that I even looked at that I recall that might be close to this, but there's no way that I, either one of those should be on my – I don't want that. I didn't – if I did it, it was not – there was nothing there to tell me what that I was doing that. That was a scam or something. And I'm going to call my credit card company after I talk to you, but I need credit for those immediately. I do not intend to do that. I didn't do those. I'm not paying for it. I'm 68. I'm on a fixed income. There's no way I would have signed up for something that costs $67 a month. And if you could just give me credit and cancel that, that would be wonderful. And then I could let the people on the credit card know.
Okay, give me one moment. Let me go ahead and get you canceled and see what I can do for you.
please, both of those charges are incorrect, and that, you know how the phone does the crap on you. And I've had trouble with this phone. I had another card that got somebody else started using with strange. I had five crazy charges, not this card, but another one that I didn't do. And I this is not me. I need credit for both of those. That was totally nothing that I did. If I did it, I sure as heck did not mean to. There was nothing that told me those figures anywhere. And the one thing that I just was honest and told you about. And, you know, I'm not ever doing none of those again. I get this crap all the time. I know it's all a rip-off and a scam. And these two, that's over $70. That'd pay my regular power water bill. And I really, really, you look at those, I'll hold on because I want to hear back that you're going to give me credit and cancel that. And then I'm going to call Belk, the card that this is on, and let them know that those are not my charges.
Okay, I'm still here, so I went ahead and got you canceled. Now, let me see what I can do for you as far as the refund. Give me one moment.
I appreciate it. Crazy stuff. Got that out. Where did I put it?
Okay, so as far as the refund, I can't give you that full refund, but what I can do is go ahead and issue a 35% refund for $23.56, and that will be back into your account in 3 to 5 business days.
Now, say that one more time. I didn't understand it all.
Yes, ma'am. So what I can go ahead and do for you is issue you a 35% refund for the amount of $23.56, and that will be back into your account in 3 to 5 business days.
Why can I not get the full refund when I didn't do this?
Because they sent you a voucher with $125 inside your email that you can use to shop at the online discount factory store.
Well, I didn't get that. I've got 5,000 emails in my account. I just clear those out. I can't look at them. I get so many per day. They've got me I just mark them all as read and put them in the trash. So I have no.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm an old woman, and that coupon, you void that coupon. I didn't do that. I don't want that. I didn't get that. If I got it, it's in the trash file now. I never saw it. I don't even look at my emails because there's so many that there's naked people. There's want to have sex. There's do this, do that. I don't let nobody send me nothing through email no more because there's like I said, I've got probably got 5,000 sitting there that ain't no good. So. Whatever it takes, I need full credit for this. I'm not accepting $23.53. And I know that's, you know, not your fault, but this was a scam. It was a full no good. Nope, somebody is up to no good doing this because I didn't find nothing. I was at the beach part of this time. I didn't do this. I need the full thing ought to be $73. That 23, that means I'd still have to pay almost $50. I'm not paying for something I'm not getting.
Yes, ma'am. So what I can do is go ahead and meet you halfway with the 50% refund for $33.66, and that will be back into your account in 3 to 5 business days.
That's still not good enough. I want the full $73.06.
Okay, give me one moment. Let me talk with my supervisors to see how I can further assist you.
You tell them that I didn't do that, There will be nothing. There will never that whatever that got sent in my email. You can cancel that stupid thing because I never saw it. I don't have it. I'm not going to use it. And I didn't do these. And I wish. I mean, I opened the bill to pay it. The bill's due today, and I'll have to pay it to my credit card. But then I want the credit on these. Except you tell whoever you talk to, I'll be glad to talk to them too, because I'm an honest person. I did not do these. I do not deserve to be charged for these. There's nothing out there that's benefiting me for these two things. And if those were not done by me intentionally whatsoever, I never read anything that said anything about these kind of charges. And that is crazy. It's a pure scam. And
yes.
So please, yes, you talk to your supervisor and I'll hang on. And you tell them it's 7306 that I'm not don't want to accept nothing else because I didn't do these. I'm on a fixed income. I have had two cancers. I have had a heart issues, and this is bothering me right now. I'm not supposed to get upset. I've had two heart attacks. I did not do this, so please help me get this taken care of this morning off this card.
Yes, ma'am. Give me one moment while I consult with my supervisor.
Thank you. You've been very helpful.
No problem.
This is me, y'all. Stupid. Not y'all, but whoever did it. That's a bull. Gee, you gotta eat some food. Where's your food? If you want Randall to put you out some snacks, you've got to eat your food first. So eat your food. Right there, buddy.
Okay, so I did go ahead and speak with my supervisor, and she said that I could go ahead and issue the full refund for the $574 and the $6732. Give me one moment while I go ahead and process that for you.
God bless you, dear.
Okay, Ms. Martha, I'm still here getting those refunds issued. Give me one moment.
Okay.
Okay, so I went ahead and issued that refund for that $574 and that $6732, and that will be back into your account in 3 to 5 business days. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
What was your name?
Gabby.
G-A-B-B-Y?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, that, you know what that makes me think of, don't you? That poor young lady.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, listen, Miss Gabby, you don't know how much I appreciate this. I was just about in tears because, you know.
Yes, ma'am. I understand.
I wouldn't even have a credit card if you could do things, you know, without one, but you can't these days. And you know, like I said, I had to have another one completely canceled and started completely over, had to wait for my new card because somebody got it off the internet or somewhere on there. There's only one company really I mainly deal with is Zoolin. I buy stuff from them, and I've not really had any problem with that. But stuff like this, I mean, I know I've learned this the hard way, and that anything that sounds too good to be true, it certainly is. And I will never, ever respond to anything because that did not say, like I told you, it didn't say nothing about that kind of money. And that just, I mean, I guess once they get your info, they just do whatever they want to charge you, don't they?
Yes, ma'am. Would you like that confirmation number?
Oh, I would love it.
Okay, that would be CS and Charlie.
Okay.
262.
Okay.
032.
Okay.
925.
Okay. Let me repeat that. C is in Charlie. 262. 032. 925.
Yes, ma'am. That's correct. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
No. You've been very helpful, Miss Gabby, and thank you, and God bless you for helping me and staying on there and getting me what I'm due. So I appreciate it, and I know you went above and beyond, and that meant a lot to me. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yes, ma'am, no problem. You have a great day, and thank you for calling customer support.
And, ma'am, there shouldn't be any more of these charges come through, should there?
No, ma'am, there will be no future charges to your card because I have canceled your account.
Thank you so much. And once again, God bless you, and I appreciate everything you did to get this straightened out for me.
God bless you as well.
Thank you. Bye-bye.